Exercise 9, page 45. Speaker 1.
There were times at the beginning when I thought I would never make it. Then there were days when I felt that success was just around the corner. The ups and downs continued for at least a year. In fact, it was the most nerve-wracking year of my life when I thought of the money I'd invested. But then I got a couple of big contracts and the business finally got up and running. The work started pouring in. I began to make a profit. And before I knew it, I had to take on more hands to cope. Now my company is one of the biggest employers in town.
Speaker 2.
Some businesses are the result of a chance opportunity. Mine came about, indirectly, because of my grandfather. Long before I was born, he had a favourite hobby, model cars and aeroplanes. He used to spend hours in his garage building them, and after school I would go and watch him while he worked. I love those times we spent together in that old garage. When my grandfather died, I was so sad that I started building models to remind me of those good old times. Eventually I thought, why not start a model-making business? So far, it's been very successful.
Speaker 3.
I established my business feeling certain it would be a huge success. I had done my market research and obtained financial backing from a bank. At first, everything went really well. I seemed to be building up a certain clientele without even having to advertise that much. Then the economy took a downturn and I began to have mixed feelings. People started spending less, sales fell drastically, and my running costs soared. I soon ended up having to declare bankruptcy. They say 1 in 3 businesses shut down in the first year. I was one of the unlucky ones.
Speaker 4.
I think some people were just born for business. My teachers noticed it when I was still at school and encouraged me to develop my flair for practical ideas. I started my first business when I was 20 years old. Within 2 years, I was turning a profit, and by 25, I was a millionaire. Now I have 3 businesses, and I'm just about to establish another 2. No one in my family has any idea where I get my business skills from. They're all hopeless at it. My advice to them is to carry on with what they do best, farming.